Thank you. I'm Takumi Kobayashi from the AIST in Japan. The title is again Login Station Invariant Feature Extraction from Three Dimensional Acceleration Signals. In this work, we focus on the sensor device of the three dimensional accelerometers. Such accelerometer is becoming a popular sensor device since it is embedded in most of smartphones, such as iPhones. Many of you might have such smartphones, I think. And the simple applications using such accelerometer is screen rotations by detecting the orientations of the sensor device or smartphones like this. This is very convenient and useful for users browsing, but I think beyond such simple applications, the three-dimensional accelerometer in smartphones has potential to provide more sophisticated various applications related to the human actions. For example, action recognitions for identifying the personal situations and the person identifications such as by gait for securities and so on. But in case of recognizing human actions, the problem is that the three-dimensional acceleration signals are rotated according to the device orientations. For the simple applications such as screen rotations, it is favorably used, but for recognizing the human actions, it is a big problem because the human actions are irrelevant to such device orientations. So in this work, our goal is to propose an efficient method for extracting the rotation invariant features from three-dimensional acceleration signals without any pre-processing for recognizing human actions independently of the device orientations. In actuality, when the device orientation is changed, the observed acceleration signals are also rotated even for the same actions. So in this case, the rotation invariance means that we can obtain the same features from the same actions, no matter how the device is oriented. The proposed method is based on the frequency characteristics produced by the Fourier transform. We consider the correlations among all frequencies that naturally contain the ordering power spectrum as well. First, let me review the two related works. First method is based on the simple statistics features. This method first estimates the gravity vector denoted by z by applying the moving average to the observed acceleration signals. And then there are four kinds of statistics, such as mean and standard deviations and minimum and maximums are calculated from three types of feature values, such as Earth's norm of the acceleration vector and dot product and cross product between the acceleration vector and the estimated gravity vector z. And the second method is based on the wavelet features. This method also first applies the PCA to the observed acceleration signals, and then the several levels of wavelets are calculated from the three principal components. In these two methods, the statistical preprocessings denoted by red strings are employed in order to compensate the signal orientations. But such preprocessing requires plenty of signal data for statistically stable results. So in this work, we propose a feature extraction method, which is inherently rotated invariant. In the proposed method, we focus on the frequency information, which is useful to effectively characterize the human actions. because human actions are mainly consisting of cyclic or periodic motions, such as walking, running, and so on. So to extract the frequency information, we apply the FFT, actually short-term FFT, to the observed acceleration signals. And we use the following three notations to describe the proposed method. S denotes the obtained three-dimensional acceleration signals in the X, Y, and Z axis. F omega indicates the three-dimensional Fourier frequency features of the frequency omega. And in this case, we apply the FFT to the three dimensions in the X, Y, and Z, respectively, not jointly. So the final one is large F, which indicates the Fourier feature matrix of these Fourier frequency features F. This slide shows the core of the proposed method. And we calculate the correlation matrix of the Fourier features F, which is given by this, like this form. And the bottom figure shows the process to construct the correlation matrix R, which is N by N symmetric matrix. And here, star denotes the complex conjugate transpose. So in this correlation matrix, the diagonal elements are corresponding to the ordinary power spectrum because the correlations between the same identical frequency features result in the squared absolute values. On the other hand, the off-diagonal elements are cross-correlations between various kinds of frequency features. So we can say that this simple correlation matrix naturally contains not only the ordinary power spectrum, but also the cross correlations between various frequencies. So the proposed features are absolute values of upper triangle components of the symmetric matrix R. As you can see, this is very simple formulations, and you can easily implement it. So computational cost is also low. Next, we show the invariance properties of the proposed method. There are two kinds of invariance. First one is invariance to rotations. That is our main concern in this work. And any rotation matrix is denoted by the large A. And note that this rotation matrix is unitary. And by using this rotation matrix A, the rotated signal and the consequent rotated Fourier features are described like this. So the correlation matrix R of the rotated signal is identical to that of the original not rotated signals by using this unitarity of the rotation matrix. So proposed feature is rotation invariant. Next, the second one is the invariance to the temporal shift, that is temporal delay. In this case, we denote the temporal delay by using the tau. And by using this tau, the delayed signals and the consequent delayed Fourier features are described like this. So the absolute values of the correlation component, that is our proposed features, is also identical to that of the original not delayed signals. So our proposed feature is also invariant to temporal shift. Such temporal shift is actually caused by the short-term FFT. So this invariance to temporal shift is useful in practice. finally, we showed that we introduced the post-processing into the proposed method. The observed acceleration signals are actually transposed by the transfer function due to various media, such as clothing, which is dependent on how the device is hot. This action is not directly observed, but through various media, such as clothing, whose transfer function is denoted by B. And thus, the Fourier features of the observed signals is also transformed by using this transfer function B, like this. And so, therefore, we take the log of the proposed features to linearly separate those effects caused by the transfer function B. The log of the proposed feature is decomposed into these forms. In these forms, the effects of the transfer function is represented like this bias. And this is the same motivation as in the capstone features for audio processing. Therefore, the linear multivariate analysis, such as Fisher discriminant analysis, could statistically cancel out those biases. So this is the experiment that we conducted in this work. The task is to identify the human or human gates without any control for this experiment. We only asked 58 persons to freely walk in daily life with holding iPhones in their hands. So we think this is a quite challenging task for identifying the humans. The experimental setup is as follows. We apply the 70 frames running windows for short-term FFT with 35 frame step size. And the extracted features from the running windows are classified into 58 match-class persons by using the nearest means in the space of Fisher discriminant analysis. And finally, the sequence is classified by using the majority voting. And we measure the accuracy averaged across the persons by using threefold cross validations. First, we show the performances in various settings of the proposed method. The Fourier features are decomposed into DC and AC components. The DC components is zero frequency features, which is considered to be the gravity vector. And so these four kinds of settings are conceivable, AC components only, and AC plus DC components, which is full components, and AC components with log processing, and AC plus DC components with log post-processing. So for the diagonal features, which correspond to the ordinary power spectrum, by taking log, the performance is significantly increased. And the best performance is obtained when the AC plus AC with log settings. And the next one is for off-diagonal features. In this case, the best performance is obtained in the settings of AC plus DC components. But for this off-diagonal features, by taking log, the performance is slightly degraded. The reason is that, roughly speaking, by taking log, the correlations between various frequency features is broken into the just summations, and the discriminant power is also degraded, we think. So finally, for the full features, as the average of these two results, The best performance is obtained in the setting of C plus DC with log post-processing. In addition, we also concatenate the diagonal features and off-diagonal features in the best settings. The performance is further improved. Next, we show the performance comparison to the other two methods. And as you can see, the proposed method is significantly superior to the other two methods. These two other methods uses pre-processing for normalizing the acceleration signal's orientations. But our proposed method do not use such pre-processing. And please note that the proposed method is also computational. The proposed methods also the computational cost in the proposed method is also low compared to these two other methods. And this is a supplemental experimental results. In the submitted paper, we only apply the classifier by the discriminant analysis. But in this case, we also apply the classifiers of linear SVM to the proposed method, proposed features. The performance is almost the same as that of the discriminant analysis-based classifiers. Only the 0.1% is increased. So the conclusions. We have proposed a method to extract the rotational invariant features from three-dimensional acceleration signals. The proposed method is based on the correlation matrix of Fourier frequency features, containing both power spectrum in the diagonal elements and the cross correlations in off-diagonal elements. And the proposed feature is inherently invariant to rotations, as well as a temporal shift without any ad hoc pre-processing. And in the experiments on human identifications, the proposed method is superior to the other two methods. And it should be noticed that the proposed method is general, so it is applicable to the other tasks using the acceleration signals, such as segmenting and recognizing various human actions. And this is our future works. Thank you for your attention.